The first day with a buffer zone outside Kentucky's last remaining abortion clinic was a bit quieter than most Saturday mornings. On Friday, a judge granted the U.S. attorney's request for a temporary restraining order against 10 people and those associated with them who were arrested in May for blocking the entrance to the EMW Surgical Center in downtown Louisville. The restraining order came a day before a kickoff event Saturday evening for the group Operation Save America's conference in Louisville. As Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL tells us, the group has publicly said its goal is to shut down the clinic.
Ante Pavkovic, an organizer with Operation Save America, drove from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's standing at 2nd and Market Streets, near the EMW clinic. As the woman in the car he's been mocking drives off, he turns toward a volunteer who escorts women past the protesters and into the clinic.
Don't you care about babies? I mean, they abuse babies. They kill them. They dismember them. You show the pictures, not because they're
Pavkovic has been working with Operation Save America for more than a decade, and he believes women shouldn't have the option of getting an abortion.
Yes, there's rebukes. You know, I preach against this sin. I hate abortion. So the preaching is often fiery, but if babies are actually being killed, it should be.
In the 1990s, there were arsons and bombings of clinics providing abortion around the country. That hasn't happened in a long time. But with a Kentucky legislature that this year voted for stricter abortion laws and a governor that's been actively trying to shut down clinics, citing safety concerns, tensions here have risen. All those factors have led to black and yellow tape that blocks off a rectangle outside the clinic. If Pavkovic or any other anti-abortion protesters go into it, the 23 Louisville police and U.S. Marshals stationed there have the authority to arrest them. That didn't happen on Saturday. Sarah Dugan, a volunteer clinic escort, says that was because of the increased law enforcement presence.
But I think that with the police presence there, everyone was way more cognizant of making sure that they could not be seen as escalating.
Dugan says that extends to the way protesters address the escorts and the women.
Police were telling people to move, 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 get out of the way whenever some people were trying to get through and there was blocking happening, which is amazing as a luxury for us because typically we do not have that sort of presence at all, and the sidewalk, it gets very congested and very blocked.
Though Pavkovic said the other side would get equally as fiery as he was, that didn't seem to be the case on Saturday morning. The clinic escorts are trained to not laugh, raise their eyebrows, or address the protesters in an attempt to de-escalate any situation that might arise.
We stay client-focused at all times. We are not there to fight the protesters. We are there to support women and non-gender-conforming people who need the services of the clinic to be able to make their way into the doors.
Most OSA attendees were due to arrive on Saturday and Sunday, according to Pavkovic. And Dugan says the clinic escorts expect next Saturday to be the most active day of protests. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.